All it takes is one flight.
Welcome to a little thing we call the Daily Shift. It's already, oh my gosh, it's already almost Wednesday, if you can believe it or not. Oh, and what a Tuesday it's been. I've seen some things that you can't unsee. I can't stand that when YouTube decides for you what you're gonna see, and you can't change it because it's so, and it's just because maybe you looked up. I looked up like dogs playing in the mud. I just wanted to feel like happy for a moment, just smile and laugh at ridiculous things that pets do, like cats knocking stuff over. But then, for whatever reason, YouTube will be like, watch. Oh, I don't even know what it was. I like saw something and then I just scrolled past it as quickly as I could. But it looked like a dog had like dragon scales. Like it was just, and it's sad because it's like, I'm sure it was like dog being cured from I don't know, something. But it was just so, I couldn't deal with it. Because it looked so gross for like that first 2 seconds, and I was just like, I just wanted to see a dog play in mud or like a dog jump into some leaves and have fun. And then like YouTube was like, here's some reality for you. That's not what I was looking for. I know. Oh. And speaking of animals, I want to talk about this because there was like a bird. And apparently this is not the first time that it's happened, but there was a bird like stuck in midair, not flying, not floating, not cruising in the wind or whatever. But it was literally just stuck in midair, like, and it was, you can look it up, and people were called, like, some people called it like a glitch in the matrix and things like that. You can, I'm sure you could look it up and find it. Or one of them, because it happened many a times, and people, there's no answer for it. I have not found an answer. I do think it's weird. I don't know what that would be considered at this point. Except terrifying. Right? Like, what would cause like a bird to like be stuck in the middle of the air? No strings. There were people walking under it. It didn't hit like a wire or something like that because it was above wires. Then there was another one where it was like at, like above like a two-story building and stuff like that. It wasn't like a fake video because it was like tons of people getting out of their cars and taking video of it. Like, what is this? I tell you what, I think it got trapped inside of an alien spaceship that's see-through. And yeah, I do wonder what happened. Like, and then some people were like, why didn't anyone like try to like throw a rock at it and try to get it to fall or something? I would have been afraid of the results. That's why I probably wouldn't have thrown a rock. Like, would have beamed me up. I would have been out of there. You would have just seen me walking around. Oh no, that's terrifying. But I do, I am gonna follow up on that and see what happened because it's just so interesting. Just like Tuesday has been interesting. In local news on Earth, I tried these Pop-Tarts that were waffle flavored, Eggo waffle flavored. I enjoyed it, you know, it wasn't too bad. Oh my gosh. Why? Every single time. I feel like nature and just the world knows that I'm doing a show outside these days. And they're like, oh, well, let's go ahead and make as much noise as humanly possible. And then birds are like, this is the first time I have not been surrounded by birds. And I'm enjoying it. But squirrels have found me. Squirrels have magically found me. And I think that they're gonna lead the birds to me by accident. But nonetheless, I'm out in nature. It's a beautiful day. I'm out by a soccer field, actually. And if you're wondering, do I play soccer? I have dabbled. I'm not very good. I wanted to like learn how to do like the knee thing, where you switch, like, and because it's just so fun. And yes, I do have a soccer ball. Am I good at it? No. I have like tennis, soccer, sports interest me when you play it. When I'm watching it, I'm like, I'm okay. I'd rather like just go out and play it. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like that. Like, once you start watching something, it's like, I want to do this. Like, that's why they have those disclaimers. Don't try anything you see on TV and stuff like that. And I agree with those. Because some of this stuff can be extremely dangerous. Like, going out into nature in general. Because I went out... I did like, and I think it's because of the sweat and like, isn't it something like mosquitoes are attracted to like saltiness in your sweat or something? When you sweat, they're attracted to it. I went out and worked out, and then I sat down for like 2 minutes, and I instantly like had like 3-4 bumps. And I'm pretty sure they're like from mosquito bites or whatever, because I was sweating and I didn't see any ants around me, and I was just like, great. I can't, oh, mosquitoes. I don't want to wear like bug spray on my body when I'm working out, because then when you're breathing heavily, you're inhaling all that and you can smell it, and it just smells like toxins. Toxins that I'm sure are safe like to have on your body, but when you're inhaling it, I'm sure it could be a different story. I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know enough about bug spray to keep off mosquitoes and things like that. But nonetheless, I just can't do it. Oh, goodness gracious, it's so annoying. Not as annoying as birds though. I'm looking at one right now and I'm waiting for it. It's gonna start like making these loud. There's no other birds in this vicinity. It's just over in this area. Oh, please don't. Anyway, what's something that you like to do? Because it's what's something that you like to do, like just to get out of the house, just to get out of get away, get into nature. What do you do? Do you just go for a walk? I go for a walk, I work out, and like, it's relaxing to me, you know. Sit by a nice, relaxing lake. Just maybe some people just like to watch like the cars and stuff like drive by, and I don't know. Like, everybody has their thing. Like, some people, I've heard about this. People like to go to the airport, like, and get as close as they can and like watch the planes take off, which can be really cool, you know. Like, or go like inside, and like it's different for everybody. So what is your thing? Go out there and find it. Go out there, relax, enjoy your day, because we're heading into Wednesday, so halfway through the week you should do something for yourself. I think that's the best thing that you can possibly do for yourself, is go out there and just relax a little bit before we start to head into the weekend. And we're not just halfway through the week, we're halfway through the year at this point. Oh my gosh. Can you believe it? Are we halfway? Like, are we halfway through the week, halfway through the month, and halfway through the year? I think that's what's happening right now. Ugh. I think it's poetic in some way. I am not a poet, so don't ask me how. But it's a beautiful, 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 beautiful day. And even though there was a lot of storming and whatnot earlier, I think it's just relaxing. Like, I love the fact that I love rain, by the way. And I'm sure I'm not the only one. Like, the rain, the storm, like, and I, like, here's another half for you. Half the sky was completely gray, completely like dark gray. And then the other half, like, you could still see like the sun was shining. It was the weirdest, oddest thing, but that's weather for you, right? Like, nature is just, it's It's bewildering. I'm trying to use words and I'm sure I did use it correctly, but like, that's not the word I was aiming for. It's just, I can't think of the word at the moment, so I'm just going to stick with bewildering. What is bewildering is the fact that this show is still happening. No one is, bewildering? Is that, I'm going to use it correctly. People are in bewilderment that this show is still on air somehow, and no one has stopped me. No one has taken my mic away somehow. It's bound to happen. I think people are looking for me at this point to try to take my mic. There he is! Get him! Take the mic! Hold him down! Hold him down! As they carry my supplies away. The only thing I'm going to get carried away with right now is carrying this show into its next break. Hey, that worked this time. Hey, we're making progress. I'm going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do some more of whatever happens on this show, like the question of the day and the facts. Are we doing the facts? I'm going to do the facts. I am going to do the facts today. And hopefully you're going to join me for them. With that being said, this is the Daily Shift. You know how to find us. The Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, so many other fantastic ways. A bird just flew over here, directly over by me. Like, why? I knew it. The squirrels are bringing them over here. That being said, this is the Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Hopefully, there'll be silence. And the birds won't be making... Nope. They're already starting. oh, my gosh. Anyway, this is the Daily Shift. Hopefully you folks stick around for what's to come, because there's a lot to happen. Oh my gosh, please no. Please. It's not even just because of like the show. It's because that chirping is so annoying, and like they stick their head like up directly in the air, and it feels like they're doing it as loud as possible just to be annoying. That being said, I'm gonna take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna do some more stuff. This is the Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break. Keep it locked.
Don't call me up, I'm going out tonight. Feeling good now, you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us. Gotta leave it behind.
Welcome back to the Daily Shift. Welcome back to the nature version, where things are bound to happen. I will say no ducks. Probably just jinxed myself. There is a pond right over there, so now it's bound to happen. But a fantastic Tuesday, fantastic Monday, fantastic weekend, heading into Wednesday, which is going to lead into a fantastic weekend. So there's a lot happening there, hopefully a lot happening for you, hopefully a lot of fun, a lot of changes that are leading into the evolvement of your personality, of who you are, and things like that. Isn't that what life is essentially about anyway? Evolving. Like, when you are hanging out with friends, do you find yourself embarrassed by your friends when you were once like thinking like, oh, like these are cool friends or whatever, but like, do you find yourself embarrassed sometimes, maybe by some of the actions that they do, whether it be crude or whatever, however you define them? I can be embarrassed by friends. I can. But at the same time, I take it as a lesson. Like, well, like, I know that, like, you know, like, maybe, like, okay. Oh, here's another one. Do you feel like you can't bring certain friends around other friends? Ooh, right? Maybe because it's like, oh, they're just going to be attention seekers or whatever reason that you have. Like, I don't feel like there's friends that I have that I can't bring around, you know, other friends. I feel like it'd be just fine. I feel like they'd all get along. I do think that sometimes they might embarrass themselves, but I don't get embarrassed by what other people do because they're not me. You know, they're not me. They're not, I'm not the one doing that. It's like, well, you're hanging out with that person. And it's like, yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're not a good person just because they did something embarrassing, whatever the case may be. Now, it depends. It also depends on the situation. Like, if that's something that they normally do, or like, or even then, like, have you ever had to go over to a friend and be like, hey, tone it down a little bit? I don't think I have. I've had, actually, yes, I have had to tell a friend to tone it down a little bit. Not like, just because they were being extremely extra that day. You know, they were being over the top. And isn't that like, I mean, but some people get excited when they're like in a group setting, you know? I know for one, I have been. Like, I've never been told like, hey, tone it down or anything like that. But I always catch myself and I'm always like, I always try to pay attention to like what I'm doing and hey, these are new people. I don't know them that well. So I always just try to make sure that I'm, oh my gosh, is that, what is that? That's terrifying. See, this is why nature is scary. I don't like nature. It's freaky. It's terrifying. I think I just found like a scorpion. Oh my gosh. Wow, that's nerve-wracking in and of itself. Well, let's talk about nature for a little bit here. What's the scariest thing that you've seen actually crawling on you? Have you seen a spider crawling on you? Have you seen like a mosquito? Some people like to go like swimming in lakes and stuff like that. So maybe they see like leeches on themselves. Like, I think that like maybe a spider would be the scariest thing, because when it's a spider, it's literally right on you, you know? So it's terrifying. Like, and it's small. Leeches, yes, I think leeches can be scary, but I don't think that they, oh my gosh, the squirrels have definitely brought over the birds, because now there's like a swarm of birds and they're calling their friends over. I want it to be like a crime scene, like when you like get rid of one bird, it just kind of lays there like you. I'm not saying an act of violence on birds at all. I'm just saying take them out, you know. Like maybe that one bird lying, like the one from earlier in the show, like that one bird that's like frozen in midair. Maybe it's a warning to the other birds like, hey, don't fly around here. I'd be 100% okay with that. I'd be 100% okay with like a few birds just being frozen in midair. And it's like, what happened to Chuck? And it's like, oh, well, maybe we shouldn't fly around this area anymore. I'd be around there all the time. Just because I'd know that it's a warning to birds. Like, hey, it's not safe. Maybe some of them would get the memo. Maybe some of them won't. But nonetheless, that's not what's happening in my area right now. It was a nice area. And I'm sorry to say, but it's the squirrels' fault this time. It's the squirrels. And I love squirrels. I was starting to build a squirrel army against the bees. And I got stung the other day. What is going on with me and nature lately? We talk about, should that be the question of the day? I don't even know what the original question of the day is anymore. Who cares? At this point, I'm just terrified of nature. I've been stung. I'm being followed by bees. The squirrels, I'm okay with. If I start to see wasps, game over. Forget it. Forget it. I'm done with outside for like a good long while. I thought it would be nice to come outside and do a show. Enjoy like watching the sunset, like just leaving like a beautiful mark, like on the water as it the sun goes down. And I thought it would be nice, but I was wrong. Oh, I was so wrong. The question of the day is whatever you want it to be. From all the junk that you just heard, the only thing you want to know what's going through my mind right now. I can't even focus on the question of the day. The only thing going through my mind right now is chirp, chirp, chirp. That sound. That. Oh, my gosh. Oh. You know, like, when, what was it? I forgot what, like, cartoon or movie it was in, but, like, they fed it, like, they fed birds rice at, like, there was a wedding, and they were throwing rice out, and then birds came by, and they ate it, and then they, like, exploded, but, like, they literally exploded, like, I'm pretty sure it was a cartoon, but, they, like, exploded, and I was just like, that's... Now, like, at first I was like, oh my gosh, that's so violent. Now I'm like, you know what? That doesn't seem so bad. I'm going to start bringing rice out here. No, I'm not. I'm not. Relax, folks. I'm not going to do that. But maybe somebody should. I thought I got away. I thought I got away. I thought I found a new location where I could just watch the sunset, have a nice show. Apparently not. There's a question of the day. What has been ruined for you? What area, what is something that's been ruined for you because of something or somebody else? There we go. There's the question of the day for you. And with that being said, as you think about that and reflect, you can call in and request a song. You can also just enjoy the show if you're listening on the podcast. However you're listening, hope you're listening and enjoying it. This is The Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do, what do we have coming up? We have, hopefully, the facts. And that's going to be coming up right here on The Daily Shift, where anything and everything can happen. So keep it locked, because who knows what's going to happen next. Even I don't. Don't move a muscle.
Time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, baby.
Welcome back to The Daily Shift, where we have a little something called the facts. With the facts being here for you, hopefully you're here for me through my time of need where I'm attacked by animals. In fact, let's get to the bottom of it, shall we? Can we at least try to get to the bottom of these? Because this is getting out of hand. And I know that I'm not the only person in the world that is attacked and whatever else have you by animals. So if you want to follow along, you can, and one of the places that you can go to is liquidsandsolids.com. Once again, liquidsandsolids.com, liquidsandsolids.com. And it's going to be, what does it mean when animals are drawn to you? Now, this one's gonna like dive into the world of like spirits, if you will. So like there's other places, if there's if you want to follow along here, there's little articles that you can read, or little passages that you can read. If you want to go to another site, there is Oodle Life, OODLELIFE.com, and it's Why Do Animals Gravitate to Me? But I'm gonna go with this one, with the liquids and solids, because I think this one is a little fun. I will say that it does seem a little fun. So number one, it could be your scent. Before we go into the spiritual side of things, it's best to remember the more functional. Animals tend to decide who they want to be around by the scents and smells, and there's more to read there if you want to go to that. I'm thinking about doing like an experiment of some kind, like maybe maybe using natural soap, or not using soap or something like that, so that way, like, who knows? I want to see what happens. Or change, maybe even changing a diet. Like, this would be like a long process. But number two, you're sending out great energy. And somebody has told me this before. Somebody was like, oh, maybe they're reading your energy and like you just have really positive energy. How do I send out negative energy to birds? Because that's the ones that's getting to me. I don't have like, I don't know. I think that one is that's the most concerning for me at this time. The birds and maybe the mosquitoes and other insects like spiders and whatever that thing was that attacked me earlier, like a scorpion or I don't know what it was. Moving on. Number three. You have a special bond with nature. That'd be cool, you know, if I could like control nature. Like if I have that special of a bond, I would love to point in a direction and then be like, "Go, Falcor," and like a bird would just like like screech across and like pick something up for me. Oh, the amount I would save on shopping. I wouldn't need gas anymore. Falcor, I need Munster cheese from the store. Go, Falcor. No one's gonna stop that bird from like picking out the cheese that it wants. They'll be annoyed and like be like, hey, get out of here. But I would still have my cheese at the end of the day, thanks to Falcor. And if he brought his other friends like these birds do over in my area, then that means that I could be like, I want a hungry man dinner too, and make sure you don't forget the barbecue sauce or something. Oh man, oh, you know how amazing that'd be. Can two of you like grab a bag of charcoal? Now it just sounds like I'm gonna cook these birds at this point. I've got the barbecue sauce, I've got the charcoal. That kind of special bond, I'd be okay with. If I could Dr. Doolittle my way through life, I definitely would. Are you kidding me? Just completely Tarzan it through life. Number four, animals notice that you're a natural healer. We all hear about the health benefits that pet owners get from hanging out with their furry friends, but did you know that the benefits are mutual? That'd be kind of nice. That'd be kind of cool, you know, to have I have always felt like, I've had dogs before, and I never wanted them to feel like they're like, oh my gosh, I'm breaking stuff over here. Now I need to build a connection with my, equipment. But no, I've never wanted my pets, my dogs, to feel like they're actual pets. I wanted them to like feel like they're part of the family. Like, you know, I still remember to this day, like coming home after like school and seeing my dog run up and down the gate barking at people, and then like even like barking at me, but not barking in the sense of like like, aggressiveness. It was barking in the sense of, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're home. I love that so much, and I miss that. Oh my gosh. So I do feel like it's a mutually beneficial thing. Like, where were you? And it's like, I like, after coming home from school, it was like, where were you? It's, I loved it. I love, like, having, like, a pet and, like, having, like, that relationship, you know? Like, my dad would always be like, don't let that dog jump in your bed. Like, don't let those dogs jump in your bed. And, like, they would. Like, I'd be like, I didn't care. I was a kid. Like, I would be like, I don't care. Like, and if he's listening to this right now, yes, they jumped. Like, and then, like, even after, like, they were just outside playing, like, they'd, like, jump in the bed with me. Like, I'd give them a bath and stuff. Not, like, at that moment, obviously, no. But, like, I'd always, like, I'd have to, like, wash my sheets after, like, because I didn't want my dad to know. I'd be like, oh, crap, I gotta wash these sheets now. Like, this is your fault, Nugget. But the cutest animals. And then, like, Coco would get jealous because it's like, how come Nugget's allowed? It's like, fine, come on up, Coco. But Coco was so small and tiny that she couldn't get up on the bed by herself. Like, so, like, I'd have to, like, use my foot to, like, push down on the bed while I'm playing PlayStation or something. Oh, it was the greatest thing. I'm sure, like, everyone has those memories. And it goes into more detail there, so there's more for you to read. Number five, sometimes animals just see something in you that you might not. They see pizza. They're like, you smell like pizza. Like, where can I get some of that smell, and how do I get it inside me? That's what they know. Number six, you may be an empath. Did anyone ever tell you that you have an unusually deep understanding of people and pets? Have people suggested that your ability to empathize or sympathize with others is a bit uncanny? This might be a clue that you have a spiritual gift others don't. Well, if they can feel this, then birds should feel that I don't want them around me. Well, I don't want them around me when they're making those loud noises. Like, I did want, like a falcon or something, but I don't want them around me if they're, like, just... bah, 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 bah. I don't want them around me making those noises. They can keep that. Like, go and do that somewhere else. All right, I'll do one more. No, because the number seven. All right, two more. It could be a special sign that you should take a deeper look into. And that's what I'm trying to do. So the fact that they're telling me I should take a deeper look while I'm using their website to take a deeper look isn't really helpful. Number eight, finally, you may be sensitive to the spiritual world. Now, like I said, if you're not, like, into the whole spiritual thing and things like that, then there are other websites, and I'm sure they all have fantastic information there, like the site that I just went to, and also, I think it was Oodle Life, yes. OODLELIFE.com. If you want to go there, you can, and you can also see what they have to offer when it comes to information there. I'm sure there's hyperlinks, and it goes into, like, the food factor. It makes sense. Peace. There's stuff there for you to read, and I hope you do. I hope you go there. I hope you get some more information that you need. Just like I needed that information, and just like I need to take a break, just like I'm sure you need a break from me. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the information, the entertainment. We're going to talk about the entertainment. You know the ways to listen: Google Podcasts, iTunes Music, Stitcher, CastBox, Amazon Podcasts, Anchor, what was formerly known as Anchor.fm, now known as Podcaster. You can go there, and you can also become a host there, just like you can be a host on the Wisdom app. And if you want to listen to me there and listen live, And just listen to the talks that I have there. You can listen to previous episodes. There's no music involved there. It's just me talking and me communicating with you and other listeners and other people that want to be involved. And if you want to listen to the music, you can. All you have to do is just go to the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, and make a request if you don't like what's being played. But there's other fantastic shows besides mine over there as well. Just like there's other fantastic shows on My Spin Radio and the, not My Spin Radio. Well, yeah, on the My Spin Radio as well, but also the Jazz Lounge and also My Vibe. So there's all these fantastic ways to listen. All you have to do is just go out there and find them and listen and tune in. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift. I think I'm gonna get into a fight with a bird today. I'm gonna get into a fight with a couple of birds. I'm gonna tame them. One of them, the leader of these birds, will be named Falcor. And you're gonna hear me just be like, "Go, Falcor," and like it's gonna come back with like peanut butter cookies or something. I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out. While I figure that out, you folks figure out what you want to listen to. Stay tuned. Listen in. Enjoy what we have to offer here on The Daily Shift. In the meantime, we're going to take a break, come back, and do the entertainment. Don't move a muscle. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break. Those nights when your friends are gone and your home. Welcome back to The Daily Shift. In regards to the entertainment, I hope everyone finds a way to be entertained this upcoming weekend. When it comes to the weekend, there are tons of things to see that are out in theater, like Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Transformers Rise of the Beast, The Boogeyman. Some of these I've done reviews on, some I have not. Fast 10. There are more movies out. I just can't. Those are the ones that I personally need to go out and see, except Fast 10. I'm sorry. I don't know what Fast and Furious has become. Or Fast or whatever. I don't know. But those are options out there. If you look onto, you know what? Why am I talking about it when I can just go and simply see what's out in theaters right now? Because I know that there are tons of movies for people to go out there and check out, and be mindful of all the ratings of the movies. By the way, The Flash movie is out, and apparently that didn't do so well in the box office, but I personally want to see it because of Michael Keaton and, of course, Sasha Kale, because she did a phenomenal job as a Supergirl, from what I'm hearing. Elemental, it's a very kid-friendly movie. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, Transformers Rise of the Beast, The Little Mermaid is out in theaters, Fast X or Fast 10, La La Crocodile, and in some theaters, in the theaters near me, that they do movie replays, like they'll put movies back in theaters if it did really well or whatever the case may be. I don't know how they do it, but Space Jam, A New Legacy is out in theaters, but I don't think there's anything wrong with the original. I think they should have put the original back in theaters, and I would have definitely gone to go and see that. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I hope everyone has enjoyed their Tuesday night heading into Wednesday. halfway through the week, we're almost there. But if you're already halfway through the week, meaning that you're already on Wednesday, then good morning and enjoy your day. But if it's Tuesday night and you're heading to bed, then good night. This is the Daily Shift, and we will see you next time. And I love it. Yeah, I love it.